Good morning. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Alchemy 9 Months 2020 Results Conference Call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Matilde Cucuzza, IR Manager of Alchemy. Please go ahead, madam.
Good morning, everyone. I am Matilde Cucuzza, IR Manager of Alchemy, and I'm here today with the Chairman, Alessandro Mattiacci, the CEO, Duccio Vitali, and the CFO, Claudio Benasco. Thank you all for joining us the first 9 months results conference call of Alchemy. We would like to inform you that the presentation of the results is available on our website in the investor relations section. Please note that some of the comments shared on this call will contain forward-looking statements that could differ materially from actual results. Please refer to November 13, 2020 press release. Thank you. Now I pass the word to the CEO of Alchemy, Duccio Vitali.
Okay. Thank you very much, Matilde, and good morning, everyone. I would start from slide 6. Considering the complexity and uncertainty of the context, the first 9 months of 2020 show sign of resiliency for Alchemy's business. Over the course of 2020, we kept on developing the industrialization of our business model, started over the course of 2019, in order to generate higher margins and profits while capturing the expansions of the digital transformation market. Indeed, despite decreasing revenues on foreign markets compared to the 9 months of 2019, and for a minor part also in Italy, Alchemy recorded a substantial increase in marginality, with an EBITDA higher than the previous year by 92.9% and an EBITDA margin improvement of 4 percentage points. EBITDA margin net media is equal to 8.4%, more than double compared to 4.1% in 9 months 2019. The improvement in marginality has been achieved without relying on any temporary layoffs, nor other public employment benefits. It is indeed the effect of the strong monitoring of our main customers, efficiencies arising from the industrialization process, and our new go-to-market strategy. 9 months 2020 EBIT is more than four times higher the 9 months 2019. 9 months 2020 EBT is equal to 1.4 million euro, considerably higher compared to 9 months 2019 figures, which was negative for -0.5 million. In 9 months 2020, we registered a positive group net income of 0.81 million, compared to the negative figure of -0.66 million in 9 months 2019, mostly attributable to the Italian companies. Over the period, Alchemy also achieved strong positive cash flow generation with 7.51 million euro of operative cash flow, thanks to the better operating result and the lower absorption of net working capital. We also registered a substantial improvement of our net financial position, decreasing from -19.21 million at 31st December 2019 to -10.19 million now. Our CFO, Claudio Benasco, will comment on the details later. If you go to slide 7, and we enter into the details of the results of 9 months concerning the top line, we have that the group revenues for the 9 months of 2020 amounted to 52.65 million euro compared to 60.43 million in 2019, with a decrease of 12.9%. The decrease is for the major part related to our foreign subsidiaries, which were affected the most by the pandemic due to the predominant exposure to the travel and leisure clients. I would like to highlight the major part of the contraction is related to investment in media by the client of the Mexican companies. Therefore, the impact on marginality was very limited. The revenues achieved in Italy are equal to euro 38.54 million, with a decrease of 5% compared to revenues of 9 months 2019. Out of the contraction of euro 2 million, about 1.7 million are non-core revenues related to the lower tax credit and incentives for R&D projects over the period. On the other hand, despite a difficulty registered to finalize new business, Italian core business show strong resiliency thanks to the go-to-market strategy, strongly focused on our main clients, which increased the average revenue per customer by about 10%. Abroad, revenues amounted to euro 14.12 million compared to euro 19.87 million in the 9 months 2019, minus 29%. As already said, this decrease is mainly attributable to the Mexican subsidiaries, which, following COVID-19, was highly affected by the slowdown in the travel and leisure industry, to which it is relatively high exposed. As a remark, I would like to highlight the relative weaknesses of the new business over the period derived from a wait-and-see attitude of new and old clients, which previously expected to overcome in Q4 2020, but now it will most likely end over the course of 2021. We are, however, still seeing a healthy pipeline of projects ahead. If we move to slide 8, speaking about EBITDA reported, over 9 months 2020, as we advance in the industrialization of our business model, marginality improved consistently. EBITDA in the first 9 months of 2020 is equal to euro 3.83 million, up by 92.9% compared to the figure of euro 1.99 million in the same period of the previous year, mainly thanks to the efficiency and rationalizations deriving from the implementation of the new organization and our new go-to-market strategy focused on the development of projects with greater added value. EBITDA margin for the first 9 months of 2020 was 7.3%, up by 4 percentage points compared to 9 months 2019, 3.3%, thanks to the lower incidence of cost on turnover deriving from the efficiency of the reorganization and the internalization of some activities, mostly in the technological area, which we were previously outsourced. EBITDA margin net media 9 months 2019 was instead 8.4% compared to 4.1% in 2019, as most of the contraction of foreign revenues were media related, which is essentially a pass-through. Despite a small increase of FTE over the period, the cost of personnel in 9 months 2020 decreased by 2.9% year over year and does not benefit from reductions related to the use of public temporary layoffs, nor other facilities available as they were not necessary, given a full use of the staffing force. On the other hand, savings are the result of rationalization of personnel, cost deriving from the new organization. I would like to stress that the lower cost impact on revenue is structural, and over the course of the next year, we expect to proceed further in this direction. Now I give the word to our CFO, Claudio Benasso, for more financial details.
Thank you, Duccio. Good morning, everyone. Okay, we can start from slide 9. Net financial position at September 30, 2020 was minus 10.95 million euro, with an improvement of 8.26 million euro compared to minus 19.21 million euro at the end of December 2019. The positive variation is mostly due to the increase in liquidity on bank accounts for 11.4 million euro, the increase in not current bank loans for 3.8 million euro, the increase in current bank loans for 1.9 million euro, the redetermination of put option value for 1.95 million euro. Gross debt is composed by 17.2 million euro of financial debt, of which 12.7 million euro not current and 4.4 million euro current. 11.4 million euro of put option deriving from M&A, of which 2.1 million euro not current. 3.4 million euro of debt related to IFRS 16 financial leases. Therefore, net financial position without IFRS 16 impact is equal to minus 7.55 million euro. At the end of the third quarter, cash and cash equivalents are equal to 21 million euros. Now let's have a closer look to the net trade working capital dynamics on slide 10. 9 months 2020 trade working capital show growth performance compared to our past performance. The cash generated by net trade working capital plus 2.94 million euro is substantially higher in comparison to the 9 months 2019, thanks to the payable and receivable dynamics. and shorter payments condition with customer. DSO have been 97 versus 117 in December 2019. So improvement in other current assets drives the net working capital inflow in the 9 months 2020. The driver of this improvement has been positive inflow from the cash-in of 2019 public financing and 2019 tax credits. Now let's have a move to financial statement on slide 11, 12, and 13. Slide 11, looking at P&L. As previously said by the CEO, 9 months 2020 revenues decreased by 12.9% compared to the same period of 2019. Operative costs decreased by minus 16.5% year on year, reducing the impact on revenues by 4% compared to the 9 months 2019. Services costs decreased by 24.2% year on year, and this efficiency is mostly achieved thanks to the action taken to internalize some services or previously mainly tech activities. Personnel costs decreased by 2.9% compared to the 9 months of previous year, thanks to the effect of the new organization in the Italian company, while no temporary layoff or other public benefits for employees were used in 2020. This efficiency had evident results in the higher EBITDA margin and in the higher EBIT margin. Now let's have a look at the balance sheet in slide 12. We already commented the net financial position before, but I think it's a remarkable point. The variation in the shareholder equity, it has decreased in the period by 2 million since the end of December 2019. This means plus 6.8%, mainly thanks to the positive result of the period and the decrease in put option debt value. Finally, look at the cash flow statement at slide 13. 9 months 2020 gross cash flow is plus 4 million euro compared to plus 1.8 million euro in the same period of previous year. The increase year on year is mostly due to the high operating result of the period and higher not cash items. Operating cash flow is 7.51 million euro with an increase of 7.53 million euro year on year. The positive variation is mostly due to the lower absorption of net working capital, which we have already commented before. Ordinary capex of the period are 70% lower than 2019. At the end of the third quarter 2020, free cash flow before acquisition is positive for 7.36 million euro compared to minus 0.51 euro. Million euro of the 9 months 2019. Free cash flow is positive for 7.25 million euro, showing a strong improvement compared to minus 1.82 million euro in the same period of 2019. Total change in cash for the period is 11.4 million euro compared to minus 0.06 million euro in 9 months 2019. Thanks to the new bank's loan, thanks also to the new bank's loans obtained in the third quarter for 5.5 million euro. Now I give the word back to the CEO Duccio Vitali for some final remarks. Thank you.
Thank you, Claudio. So, looking forward, we will continue the process of industrialization of the business model, which already show the first results in terms of marginality and cash generation. We will continue to work in this direction with a high focus on both marginality and organic growth. In this 9 months, top line was impacted by the current crisis, but we are confident that in a post-COVID-19 world, the services offered by Alchemy for digital transformation and business evolution will be structurally necessary for our current and future customers to be competitive and successful. The evolution of the business in the next few months will depend mostly on exogenous factors such as the dynamics of the pandemic, the resilience of our clients on one hand, and the government intervention in support of the economy and investment in the digital field on the other. We are, however, convinced about the positive effects in the medium term of our business on the increased focus on digitization. Meanwhile, we will monitor continuously and carefully the development of the events in order to be ready to promptly take the necessary actions to mitigate any impacts on our performance resulting from the tough economic environment on our key geographies. Taking into account the results achieved in the first 9 months of 2020 and current trading condition in fiscal year 2020, we expect to reach an EBITDA higher than that of 2019, despite a decline in revenues expected in Q4, both in Italian and foreign companies. Okay, so the startup presentation is over, so we now leave the floor to the Q&A. So thank you very much for the moment.
Excuse me. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Isacco Brambilla of Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, everybody. I have three questions. The first one is on your outlook on revenue trends. I imagine visibility is somehow low, but I was wondering whether the pace observed in the first 9 months may be assumed as a reasonable proxy even for full year 20. And also, during the past calls, you were stating that once COVID-19 will fade away, all your, let's say, growth engines will return to deliver growth. So I was wondering whether this kind of comment can be confirmed now, and then we should expect Alchemy to move back to its usual top line growth trends post-COVID, being it in 2021 or 2022, we will see. The second question is on profitability. You have been delivering an outstanding margin enhancement, particularly driven by the incidence of services cost. I was wondering whether this incidence in the region of 50% of revenues may be seen as a new normal for Alchemy, even in a normalized scenario. And then the last question is on net working capital. These huge improvements can be seen as sustainable going forward, especially looking at your DSOs. Thank you.
Okay, so I start from the outlook on revenues. So basically what we have seen during this year is a very strong resilience on our clients. So we have been continuing delivering the services on our clients. By the way, even doing some upselling, and this is the 10% increase on the average revenue per customer that we have had, that we are experiencing on our 50 top customers. And this is for the continue. What we actually saw very clearly is a wait-and-see approach on the new business, especially with new clients. And we were expecting, or we were hoping before summer, that Q4 could have been a sort of starting of the rebound, which of course is not the case. So we expect this situation to continue for the whole year. Basically, by the way, Q4 usually is a quarter with high revenues, so the impact probably will be to some extent visible in terms of revenues. So this is for this year. We expect a rebound. So I think we mentioned already that our services and our solutions are something that are critical and necessary for our clients. And by the way, our key reference point in companies, they now realize how important they are. So it's just a question of postponing. So in terms of the outlook for 2021, we expect to get back to a stable and strong growth. We don't know yet whether this will be Q2, so spring, or second half of the year. To be conservative, we expect it by the second half of next year. So as we said, in the short term, smart working is perfect, but smart selling is not that perfect. But in the medium term, this crisis has put some emphasis on our services, so we expect a strong impact. Profitability, yes. Profitability, the interventions that we have done last year and this year are structural. So we expect that the current cost structure will continue. And by the way, we still have some margins in terms of improving marginality. So we expect even to have a higher impact next year. Last, net working capital, some of the effects will continue. So increased marginality on one side, strong, let's say, and stable payment terms from our clients, which are all, I just remind, very big clients, so that they don't have liquidity problems. We hope that the third element will instead change, so the minor absorption in net working capital. So on top of this one, which we expect and we hope that will change next year, all the others are permanent, we think.
The next question is from Gianluca Bertuzzo of Intermonte SIM. Please go ahead.
Good morning and thank you for taking my question. I have three questions. The first one is on the outlook for the full year in terms of EBITDA. How do you see consensus estimates position for this year? Do you expect to reach an EBITDA of I think consensus project now around 5.8 million euros? This is the first question. Second one is on the international segment. If you, how do you plan to reverse the performance in this region? Do you expect just the market to come back, or you are making some changes to your strategy in this market? And last one is on the Italian business. Do you need to maybe enter new vertical by investing in some new human resources, or are you fine with the structure of the company as at this moment? Thank you.
Okay, so regarding the outlook, so as we said that we expect an impact on revenues even in Q4 in terms of EBITDA, we expect the trends to continue. So yes, we are more or less fine with the consensus. So we should be close to that. For the international segment, actually, what we are seeing is already a recover in Spain. So basically, the H1. Both Spain and Mexico were highly impacted. So we expect by the end of the year sort of recovery of Spain. So Spain is recovering pretty well, while Mexico will continue to be impacted for the full year. In terms of outlook anyway, in terms of perspective, we nothing is changing. So the both the Mexican and the Spanish market on top of the Balkans are still very solid in terms of growth expectation. By the way, the Mexican market is much more flexible than the European ones. So as it is, let's say, quick impacted, it can very quickly rebound. So we are expecting, in terms of timing, a similar situation. So spring or summer of next year for a rebound, and we expect it's going to be quickly. So, by the way, the impact on our clients in Mexico is due to the fact that they are in the transportation, in the travel, hospitality industry, and but they are still our clients, and they are still, though much less, investing. So once the rebound will happen, so we are in a good position to recover revenues for them as well. Last question. Actually, with the last acquisition that we did last year with Design Group Italia, so we think we have all the mix of competencies that are necessary to fully capture the rebound that will happen in the market. So we are not expecting specific investments in some areas. Part of the new go-to-market strategy is to strengthen our positioning on the different industries. So maybe we might have some specific hirings to strengthen a specific vertical industry, but let's say a minor part.
Thank you very much.
The next question is from Luca Orsini Baroni of One Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, everyone. Just a couple of follow-ups. The first one is on, again, just the Q4 of this year, which is And just looking at what you did last year, which was a very strong quarter in terms of revenues, in order for you to make the same EBITDA, which you said you will make, and it means that you either have a good top-line growth or you have a big margin expansion in Q4. And so my question is, are you going to grow revenues on Q4, quarter on quarter, or shall we still see a decline also because of what happened in the international subsidiaries and in the difficulties in getting new clients because of the pandemic? And then the second question is on the balance sheet. You did an extraordinary job by essentially shaving from both receivables and payables almost 7-8 million per side in essentially collecting more credits and paying more suppliers. So you're not pushing down the line anything. You're actually shrinking your working capital, which I like a lot. My question is, do you think there is room to carry on shrinking that working capital, or you have actually already reached a plateau on that?
Okay. So regarding the first question, we expect a decline in revenues in Q4 compared to last year. So usually Q4 is very strong in terms of, let's say, revenue increase typically. And so, let's say, the current crisis in this moment, of course, is impacting a lot just because Q4 is usually very strong. So revenues are declining, and but the marginality continues to be strong. But as a final effect, of course, we don't expect to have a plus 92% of an EBITDA the last quarter. So Q4 is going to be weaker compared to last year. Regarding the question of network,
weaker in terms of EBITDA or weaker in terms of revenues?
Revenues. In terms of revenues.
But not in terms of EBITDA.
Margin, no. Margin, absolutely no. So the trend is very structural. So it's continuing Q4 and continuing the next year as well.
Okay, that's good. No, sorry, I just wanted to be clear on that point.
No. Okay. So in terms of networking capital, I guess the in terms of payments and receivable is always been very stable. So we don't expect improvement. We don't expect worsening. So it's very stable. So as we said, our clients are on average very big clients, very big companies, and. Especially during the first lockdown, we have had some specific, let's say, benefit out of a couple of big clients. We even anticipated payments, but it was very minor. Otherwise, it's very, very stable. So they all pay, but it takes time because these are big clients. So we don't expect, let's say, either to improve or to get worse. We expect instead to continue the impact due to the marginality on one side, which is of course positive, while we expect quote unquote a negative impact due to the growth that we expect next year.
Maybe I didn't get myself understood, or I'm getting something wrong myself, but. So the big decline in crediti commerciali of from 31 to 22 million that we have seen in September 2020 versus the same figure of the beginning of the year. I don't have the figure of the last quarters, of the last 9 months. I probably should check that. But, you know, there is a 9% decline, which means they've been pretty good at collecting. And the same is seen on the other side of the balance sheet when you look at your crediti commerciali, which declined from 17 to 11, which again is another 6 million. So it's a big shrinking of the balance sheet, which implies a much quicker payment and receivable from your word. Or am I getting something wrong because there is a seasonal distortion?
No,
I'm I'm just going to
say. I understand what you say. Here, there is also the impact of the incentive for R&D projects, which were reduced. And, there's a huge cash absorption whenever you get this tax credit and incentive for R&D projects, because you pay immediately and you get paid, much later. So this is one shot effect. Otherwise, payments.
Can I interrupt? Just to understand, this is on the payable front or on the is on the receivable front? You get that?
The receivable, yes, the receivable. Okay. Yeah. So this is the extraordinary impact, and but we don't expect to increase again next year. By the way, so this has become structural. Otherwise, our payment terms are always the same. So it's mostly people, so 30 days, and we get paid on average with the same standards, because this is the way, especially in Italy, big clients pay. So in that sense, it's going to be continuous.
Okay, well, thank you.
Welcome.
The next question is a follow-up from Isacco Brambilla of Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Hi, just a couple of follow-up from my side. The first one is on your outlook on net financial position by the end of the year. Assuming no relevant new business, I would say, in the final quarter, this kind of 11 million euros net financial position you have at the end of September may be confirmed, even in full year 20, more or less. And the second one is on, I've been reading during the last weeks of some tenders out by CDP for media investments and media projects, reading of Alchemy being shortlisted. Are these projects something material, or it's just business as usual?
Okay, so I start from the second one. No, this is a business as usual, so nothing specifically. Regarding the net financial position, so we expect to continue the trend. So of course it will worsen in the end of the year compared to the situation, just because anyway on average there is a bigger part of working capital in the end of the year. So it should be around something anyway below 15 million, something like that.
Okay, thanks.
Ms. Cucuzza, gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay, thank you all for joining us today, and we hope to hear from you soon. Bye.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.